Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all that you do. Don't forget, we're everywhere. We're on all podcast players. We're pretty much everywhere, you know. You can follow me personally on Instagram at Patrick Michael Comedy and Bad Brain Comedy on Twitter. But we're going to dive right into this, you know, no sense in wasting time because this is pretty crucial and I want to talk about it because it is a topic of discussion. People are talking about it. It's going crazy on Twitter. Not just Twitter, but people have not paid much attention to this other thing. Now, the first thing I'm talking about that's really a Twitter trending topic, I guess you'd say, is Ricky Gervais and the Golden Globes. That's right. And being a fan of film and the whole industry and just entertainment in itself, you couldn't help but to watch that. I did not see the Golden Globes because much like most people, I don't watch regular TV. I don't have regular TV. Not even an option. And even if it was, I would have paid no mind to that. Because who cares? Who really gives a shit? In the end, Twitter has made it a big trending topic, being that Ricky Gervais went off and, you know, he had a great monologue. A lot of awesome jokes, hilarious jokes. And what's so fun is while these jokes are being told, he is, you know, the camera keeps going to the crowd. The camera shows the audience, shows the actors and the directors and producers and all this shit. And sure enough, by their faces, you can see that something is up. Some of this stuff they weren't happy with. But much like Ricky Gervais said, he doesn't care. So who gives a shit? He's going to say whatever he wants. But also, I've heard that these jokes are all like pre-read, meaning that there's like some sort of a committee or something that makes sure that these jokes are worth putting on TV as far as good or bad quality. So somebody has approved these jokes. Somebody said, go for it. These are great. And to the average viewer who checked out the monologue, just the monologue itself, who cares about everything else, not important to me, checked out the monologue because, you know, Ricky Gervais is a very good comedian. He is a very good writer. And because it is a trending topic, you weren't going to be able to avoid it. I don't know how trending it was, but it certainly trended on my page because I follow a lot of comedians and they were retweeting the shit out of it. And it's really funny. It was really funny. A lot of great jokes. Very good timing with the jokes. I mean, the extra stuff that he was adding after he would say a joke made it even funnier. And then seeing the reaction of the people in the audience, it was just wow. Wow. And seeing Ricky do what he did, it just makes you wonder, would any of other comedians have done this? I mean, could we expect that type of thing from Kevin Hart? Could we expect that from Sebastian Maniscalco? I don't know. But I think it has a lot to do with the fact that Ricky Gervais is very comfortable in his life with the things he's doing and the things he's done. I'm sure he's got plenty of money, doesn't have to worry about it, and he gets to go back to his country. So whatever happened, and he's not coming back to do it. So I would think in his mind, he's like, yeah, who gives a I don't care at all. I genuinely don't give a fuck. And you could see that from the material. But that's not the important part. That's not what we're here to actually talk about, because I've mentioned this guy before, I've talked about him before, and I think a lot of us know about this case. Now there's this fellow, let me just give you guys a little background. There was this guy named Jeffrey Epstein, who was known to have flown many top executives and just very powerful people to this island where he was housing victims, basically. They could be raped. I don't know if it was all males. I don't know if it was all females. I don't know what. All I know is they were definitely underage, and many people who had went to this island were in powerful positions. Now, why I'm bringing this up now, not only because Ricky Gervais had a very good joke about it, but because apparently during the Golden Globes, while the Golden Globes were on 60 Minutes, which I didn't even know was still a show, I honestly thought that shit had disappeared with like Unsolved Mysteries or something, right? 60 Minutes was airing this special showing new evidence from Epstein's jail cell and autopsy photos. So that's really what we're here for. We're here to discuss these photos because the whole conspiracy that's going around is that he didn't kill himself. He had been killed because there was a prior attempt of him trying to kill himself and it didn't happen. And then it's all very, very strange. So what I want to do here is I'm going to be looking at these photos, and I'm going to kind of give you guys just what I see in the photos. And by all means, you can find the photos yourself. I'm just going to kind of tell you how I feel about them and what I see and what is kind of pointing to whether I believe that he was killed or he did kill himself. Either way, this is some very, very intriguing evidence because this is a huge case. And it's the thing with this situation is it's like, if he killed himself, he's obviously a coward. Because he couldn't face seeing, you know, a court of law. Because chances are, and this is my best guess, chances are he was going to take down some people. He was going to take down some people. So if that's the case, then there's a better argument for him being killed. If his next step was to take some other people down that had visited his island, etc., etc., then yeah, they probably would have had him killed. But how? The conspiracy there is that somebody has the ability to have people killed in jail, right? That's fucking nuts. That's crazy. And it kind of circles around the Clintons. I'm not saying one way or the other. This is just stuff that I've heard. I mean, I would hope that none of this happened, and I would hope that he didn't. I don't know. I don't know what. All I hope is that there's not really this nefarious shit going on in the background. But as I've mentioned before about this Jeffrey Epstein thing, it's so crazy because somebody who is kind of shunned away from his opinions, being Alex Jones, he had said these things before. He said stuff like this was going on. And now we have legitimate evidence. And then if we see these pictures and we say, oh, for sure, he was murdered. Well, then, it proves even more. It proves even deeper that this stuff exists. Something nefarious is going on in the backgrounds. Or not backgrounds, but background itself. Somebody's running these corporations. Somebody has control of all of this stuff. And somebody has the power and ability to shut somebody up who could possibly have a negative effect on them. And that's scary as shit. Because I used to be really into conspiracies. That was my thing. I really enjoyed it. I don't like the idea of bad things happening because of a conspiracy, but I like the idea of a conspiracy, that there is no yes or no answers. It's all kind of just left to your own devices. What do you think about it? How do you feel about it? What do you believe, and what can it make you believe? Because I found myself in many a rabbit holes where I'm like, well, I don't know which way. Because I didn't find any answers for sure that it didn't exist, nor did I find for sure answers that it did exist. No matter what it is, that's the whole thing about conspiracies, and that's the joy in it. But at the same time, this right here is all becoming way too real. To have a pedophile island, because there was the whole thing during the election about Hillary Clinton and Pizzagate. So does that point more towards, yeah, this is happening, Pizzagate was real, it wasn't fake? I don't know. But it all seems to tie together because this, like I said, this guy either being shut up or killing himself because that was part of the deal. If he ever got in trouble, he had to kill himself. I don't know. We don't know because we're not in deep enough. We never will be. But they are. But here's the weird thing. Why did 60 Minutes run this at the exact same time that the Golden Globes was on? Did they think that they were going to get more people watching it? Or was it for the purpose of, hey, no one's going to see this? I don't know, but let's examine these photos. I'm going to tell you guys exactly how I feel about this. All right, so one of the first photos that I actually see here is of the jail cell, that's kind of hard to say, and there's a bunch of orange jumpsuits in there, which is what he allegedly used to create his noose. But here's the thing. If you know anything about being incarcerated, you know that they don't just give you a bunch of jumpsuits. That's not a thing. That does not happen. There's a protocol for passing out uniforms. So for them to have a bunch of them in there, well, that seems like a setup in itself. And then the style of the room, because Epstein was 6 foot tall, 180 pounds. He was a big guy. The way that this room is set up, it's basically made so you cannot hang yourself. There's nothing high enough for him to get to drop down and cause what allegedly caused his jaw to be broken. Like, multiple fractures in his jaw. And they should not have been there. Because the guy who did the autopsy said himself that this is very, it's an anomaly to see this type of thing happen with the jaw. Especially if you're not able to hang yourself from a height of some kind. If you're just tying yourself to a doorknob and sitting on the floor with a belt, that it doesn't seem like that would snap your jaw. That's not enough force to break your jaw, I wouldn't think. I'm not a doctor, but this is what I'm seeing here. And then when you look at the wounds on his neck, because the doctor, the autopsy guy, also said that the jaw injury was more consistent with the murder. And then the noose itself doesn't seem to really look accurate to the wound on his neck. Like, that doesn't, it should have been higher on the neck than it actually was, because it's basically just like a strand. It looks like almost like a, if you took a sleeve or a pant leg off of a jumpsuit and cut it in half and then rolled it up. That's pretty much what it looks like. And the injury on his neck is, it seems very inconsistent with that being, you know, the noose, or that being the thing that he used to kill himself. But on the Joe Rogan podcast, he had said something along the lines of, with Brian Redband, this is a recent episode, because he gets shown the photos. He says that, so Joe says that this has, I don't know the depth of this, but he says something about Iran, and that they might have had him killed or something like this. I don't really have any idea what's going on with the Iran situation, because I do stay away from current events and whatnot for the most part, but certain things kind of come your way. And I have heard a lot about this, but I don't know the depth of it, and I don't know if it has anything to do with Epstein for sure, but Joe definitely says something about it in his podcast with Brian Redband. So I don't know. Like, that'd be crazy to have some people from another country come in and kill this guy. I don't know. But it does take the heat away from the Clintons, because that's where everyone is speculating first. It's all very strange. But I don't know. There's a space that's about 4 feet off the ground that could have possibly been used. But at the same time, the ligature does not look consistent with the wound. And that, I mean, even that, not just the wound itself, but the jawbone being broke, it doesn't look right. Doesn't look right. Now, this only gets more weird, because he apparently left a note, and the note just said a couple different things. The names were blurred out, but I would imagine it's correctional officer names or whatever, and it said something like somebody gave him burnt food.
It's about 6 foot tall, 185 pounds. There's one other thing, like three Batman machines in there. It was, you could see an extension cord coming from the hallway into his room. Noose caused that wound, and it's a little bit lower than it probably should have been.
Oh, Jesus.
So they're showing some of these other, this is some of the pictures of him. This is the bone, his jaw, the hoyleoid bone.
His jaw was broken?
Well, there's that fracture that they said wasn't consistent with hanging. It's more consistent with a murder or homicide. And he said, this is Baden's words, is that usually he's seen it in maybe like one bone break and sometimes two, but there were three fractures. And he says like he's almost never seen that in any of his cases he's ever looked over.
And you would think it would be, if you're going to hang yourself from such a short distance, it would be even harder to get a fracture like that, right? Because you're not like jumping off, like in an old Western movie, like Clint Eastwood movie, where they would hang him high.
So the one thing that they also had in here was he left a note.
Oh, Jesus.
The note said, like, there was, like, four things. It said first that it had the name blurred out, but it said this person left him in...
One of the correctional officers allegedly also left him in a shower for over an hour. He was locked in there, which I don't know if he was showering and they just left him in there and forgot about him, or was he in the shower and it wasn't on? He also said that there was bugs crawling on his hands. And the last thing was just no fun. All very ominous. And what was that? Like a final complaint to the jail system or something? I don't know. I mean, obviously no fun. But you have to wonder, why was there so many fucking jumpsuits in his cell? It's like they were telling him, hey man, kill yourself. Here's how you're gonna have to do it. Because I've never seen a jail cell look the way that his did. No, I mean, in all of the shows you've ever watched, I know you have, all the shows featuring a prison cell or a jail cell, it's never littered with jumpsuits. It's never littered with prison or jail uniforms. They do not do that. They do not do that. That is not a thing in any jail ever. So what was that about? It looks like a dirty room. It doesn't look like a cell. It looks like it's got two bunk beds in the back up against the wall, and then there's like 13 jumpsuits just sprawling about. I don't even know if that's a word. Strewn about. There's a bunch of them. I mean, maybe one or two, and having two jumpsuits, orange jumpsuits, is a stretch. You're limited to the amount of white t-shirts that you can have, and you can purchase them from commissary. They will count your stuff. You cannot, specifically when it comes to the jail's equipment, right, or apparel, they have a protocol, they have numbers, and they have to do the laundry for it. So why would they give this specific cell with this guy who is, you know, charged with all these heinous crimes, why would they give him 7 outfits? There's no reason. There's none whatsoever. Hygiene is a big deal in a facility, for sure. But the jail doesn't help you keep up your hygiene. So they're not going to give you more than one uniform. They'll come and change your clothes every two or three times a week, but that's it. You will wear the same outfit for a few days. They don't give you a change of clothes. That's not how it works. Never. Think about any time you've watched Locked Up. Think about any time you've ever watched anything that has to do with a jail. Or even a prison. Even prisoners will only get maybe 2 uniforms. I mean, in jail, if you're on like a trustee or something like this, maybe you'll get an extra uniform. That's part of the deal. But that's still a maybe. There's no reason that this guy should have had 6, 7, 8 different jumpsuits. That doesn't make sense. They were basically setting him up so he could kill himself, or they set that up to make it look like he killed himself. And that right there should be the biggest point to anybody who looks at these photos. Hey, why is there 16 different jumpsuits in here? That doesn't make sense. That's never been a thing ever. Even back when they were black and white striped, you didn't get multiple ones. That's not how it happened. That's just not a thing. And for some reason, the guy also had a ballpoint pen. Now, let me explain again. Anybody that knows anything about the system, being incarcerated, guess what? You don't get real pens. You don't get real pencils, ever. Even if you're not somebody who has a violent temperament, even if you're not on suicide watch, the regular fucking arrestees, if you came in for a DUI, you don't get a regular fucking pen. Not even for a second. They don't do that. But he had a real ballpoint pen next to him. Jeffrey Epstein. Why? Who gave him this? And he was on suicide watch. Because remember, he already tried to kill himself. And here's the thing with suicide watch. They check on you every 15 minutes. Sometimes every 10 minutes. They're supposed to walk by your door. There's a chart that usually sits on the outside of the door. And you mark it down. What time you checked. What your name was. I'd imagine that's what you put down. What else would you write on there for? And specifically on suicide watch, you don't get a pen. You don't get a pen. You don't get multiple jumpsuits. In fact, usually you're in a padded cell. Sometimes those cells don't even have toilets. But this guy was in a cell with 2 bunk beds, a toilet, a partial window, and ballpoint pens and multiple uniforms, multiple outfits. What the fuck? Why was that a thing? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't add up to say that somebody killed themselves. I mean, it looks more like he could have, because they gave him all these, if that was the thing, they gave him all these jumpsuits to say, hey, here you go, make something out of these, and you know what we're talking about. But then to write those four things down, like the bugs on the hands, the burnt food, the shower, of course they're gonna fuck with you. You're a bad guy. They shouldn't. It's not part of the thing, but they're gonna. And that's just minimal shit. Your food was burnt? How'd they do that? How'd they do that? I don't think there's very much of a stove to burn. How they would have had to specify his tray too, to know for a fact that this tray was going into that cell for that guy. They would have had to known for sure what that food was to burn it. I mean, the food's never good in the first place. That's the first thing people tell you. But at the same time, you have to wonder, oh, were they really just out there getting him? An hour shower while you're in a facility sounds pretty good. If the shower's on, but then again, we don't know that. Was he just locked in the shower? Who knows? But what I'm getting at is there's a lot of things here that are pointing at, hey, they gave this dude so many things that he could have killed himself with outside of just creating a noose. What was the first one like? Did he try to hang himself the first time? I don't have this information. But if I did, it'd probably make a little more sense, but at the same time, probably not. I'd still be sitting here like, what? None of these things happen to high-profile criminals. You don't get better treatment. I mean, you get burnt food and locked in a shower. And probably taunted. I would imagine they taunted him. That's just, in my head, I'm thinking that's what took place. I don't know. Like I said, this is all pure speculation. It's all me speaking on it as a conspiracy. I have no idea one way or the other. But I hope some information comes to light that says these people were involved, or those people, or he did kill himself. Because really what the thing is, we're all focused on the whether or not he killed himself. Well, where's this island? How come nobody's taking this island down? How come nobody's arresting these other people that went to this island? Because it couldn't have just been, this is not a one-man operation. But we're all so focused on the fact of whether or not he killed himself or not that we're not worrying about this island. Because that should be the next information that comes out. Oh, we saved all these people from this island that have been there for decades. We solved a bunch of missing people reports, missing children reports. What the fuck? No one, nothing? We're focusing on this dead man? When no, who cares if he's alive or not anyways? Who gives a shit? He wasn't doing anything for us. He's not a significant person in the community. I mean, not our community. Not the average person's community. So you have to wonder, why is this the focus of our attention and not the fucking island that clearly exists? That's what's insane. Who cares about this, whether he killed himself or he was murdered? If he was murdered, yeah, it's crucial. We should have that information. But nonetheless, he's gone. What about the island? What about the other people that were on the plane 23 times? Where's this island? Where are these victims? Let's move past this shit, correct? I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing sitting here even discussing it? I would much rather find information that says they were saved, they came back home, etc., etc., rather than, hey, I wonder how if Epstein really killed himself. Oh boy. No, what about the fucking victims? What about the other participants? People are focusing on the wrong shit. This is the last thing we should worry about. Of course it sucks because he has all the information and he's gone. But there's other people. It was an island. It wasn't a fucking backyard or a basement. This isn't Angel Castro or whatever the fuck that guy's name is in Ohio that took those three girls off the street. This is an island. This is a much larger operation that had to be secluded and kept away from the regular public, journalists, reporters, fucking news people, average citizens, civilian, all these people had to stay away from this shit because guess what? If they found out that it was happening, we would have nipped this in the bud a long time ago, right? Maybe, but then again, these people that are in the place of power could have had the money to say, no, shh, just don't say nothing. Here's $20 million. Shut the fuck up. Because there are people out there that are going to be like, oh, $20 million? Okay, go ahead. Do what you do. I'll turn a blind eye. It doesn't make sense to me. It probably doesn't make sense to a lot of people that are listening to my show that this is even a thing. Why is this a topic of conversation? I mean, I chose to do this episode. I chose to discuss this, and I wanted to find out, but that's because what it boils down to is where are the victims? Where's the island? Why hasn't this made the headlines instead of whether or not this man hung himself with an orange jumpsuit? Because, like I said, this is an operation. This isn't one psychopath bringing children to an island to, you know, for people of power to have their way with them. That seems way too difficult for one person to pull this off and one person to have so much clout that they can go and bring people to the island that are in the place of power because what? They're so obsessed with having sex with children or something? I don't know what that is. I don't get that. There's more than one person. There's more than one Jeffrey Epstein. Okay? Maybe he was the scapegoat. Maybe he was their way out. Maybe this was the misdirection that they wanted. Oh, let's kill him so the news is only focusing on whether or not he was murdered or he killed himself because it's a huge conspiracy, rather than focus on why he was in jail in the first place. But that's the world that we live in. We live in a world where we're focusing on all the wrong things, and we're also so willing to accept the misdirection. I mean, 60 Minutes themselves have put this together. They put this out there. They're not focusing on the right thing. They're not even exposing the correct thing. Yeah, this is a big deal. Yeah, it should be noticed. But at the same time, what about the victims? This is no different than the serial killer trend. Making the serial killer the one that's in the headlines. Instead of saving victims, finding bodies, etc., you're going to just glorify him because he's a crazy person? This is the same situation, but in a different term. Because he's not a serial killer, he's a serial rapist, pedophile, whatever you want to call it. I don't have the proper vernacular to say what this fucking thing was, other than a monster. But he's not the only one. That is a fact. Guaranteed. Now, maybe I only have this opinion, I might seem one-sided, you know, due to the information that I have, but am I wrong to think that, I mean, do they have this information? Have these people been saved? Have these kids been taken from the island and brought back home? What the fuck? I have not heard about this, and you feel like you couldn't avoid that. Much like this right here, the Ricky Gervais thing, the fucking Jeffrey Epstein thing, all these things that's been a part of the trending things on social media, I feel like at some point you would hear somebody talk about this island and the decimation of the island, right? You feel like it would cross our paths at some point, but it's not. We're still talking about whether he killed himself or he was murdered. Damn it. Just damn it. That's all I can say about it. Damn it. Why? I guess the only thing that you can speculate here is the people that he was either associated with or just the media in general don't want to focus on the things that they think. You get what? I don't know how to word this. It's like, if he had all these people that were in places of power, how hard would it be for them to keep the real shit out of the news and only push this? Only push the murder or suicide of Jeffrey Epstein instead of finding the island, you know, going zero dark 30 on their asses. Because somebody's still got to be there if it's still up and running, if it hasn't already been decimated as it should have been, If there's still all these kids on this island, where is it? Why haven't we been notified? I mean, what's that documentary? I think it's on Netflix or Hulu or something, like Where's Johnny? Or something like this. What happened to Johnny? I don't know. It's some documentary series about this kid who disappears, and they keep looking for him for years and years and years and years, because the mother still believes that he's out there. And then at some point, an older version of what looks to be her son comes and knocks on her door, spends time with her, and tells her that he can't say where he is, she will be hurt, etc. It makes you just wonder if this was all tied together. I mean, you can't go to a Walmart without seeing an entire wall of missing children. Now, my information on this, like the taking of missing, like the missing kids themselves, it goes back all the way to my research of just these secret societies that would take children and keep them alive somewhere else. And this is stuff that I was looking into back in 2012. Way back then, when the world was supposed to end. And you hear all these crazy stories about missing children coming back, and or the parents still feeling like they're alive and they're not dead. Or you see somebody later in life who looks just like your kid walking around, and you're like, what the fuck? This is not a new thing. Children are still being taken. It's a consistent thing. And you can't tell me in a believable fashion that there's just that many people kidnapping children to the point of never returning them, watching them grow old somewhere else, some foreign island, whatever. I don't know what it could be, where it is, but what I'm saying is kids have been missing and going missing since I was a child. I mean, when I was a kid, I still felt like I had the freedom to pretty much do whatever I wanted, go to my friend's house if I necessarily needed to, walk down there by myself. But at the same time, there was still speculation of, oh, watch out for the man in the white van. Don't take candy from strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Right? That's a thing that we all grew up with. And it's not because strangers are all creepy assholes. It's because we were taught people take kids. And if it's been going on for at least, I don't know, 25 years since I was a 5-year-old, correct? That means the numbers of children that have gone missing are insane. Where are they? Why are we not talking about it? Why are we so focused on the big bad wolf and how he orchestrated this thing, or not orchestrated this thing, but his own death, rather than the operation that he was in charge of, in a sense? Why aren't we talking about that? I don't want to keep yelling. I feel like it's going to annoy you guys, but you understand my frustration. I feel like you get it. You understand, like, that doesn't make sense to anybody. Nobody can look at that and say that that makes sense. Just how, whether that we're talking about him being killed or him killing himself, rather than what's going on with these victims and this island. Maybe the number of missing children goes way, way down because of this guy's off the streets. But as I said in the beginning, he's not the only one. No way. I mean, if he was the only one, why is this white van thing so synonymous with kidnappers? Because if you look at it, everybody had heard about the white van. If you see a white van driving through your neighborhood, go inside. Right? And that means that's from East, West Coast, doesn't matter. All around the world, especially in the United States, we were told about this white van. Don't talk to anybody in a white van, etc. Whatever the fuck. I'm sorry for saying etc. so much, but what I'm getting at is maybe that was the organization. Maybe that was the start of all this. The people that were putting these kids on these islands and kidnapping children were all driving white vans, and it was never the same guy. They had to cover a bunch of territory and take the kids that were not going to be as missed. The kids that were easier to get away with, right? Because that's a question I've always had in my own mind. I was a pretty vulnerable kid, open to a lot of different things, adventurous, solo in a lot of ways. I was never approached by a white van. Why? I'm not saying I wanted it. I'm not saying there's any reason that I should have been. But at the same time, any of us could have been a statistic. That's the whole thing. We all could have been just some random number, some random photo on a missing person's tack board or whatever at Walmart. You see what I'm saying? Scary as hell. And it should be even more scary if you're a parent or... if you're a parent and just the fact that this is all became way too real. This is a real thing. This exists right now. And it exists right now. And he's not the only one. There has to be. There's an organization. There's an entire group. I'm sure he was paying people to do these things. To kidnap kids. He had to have been. With the amount of money he was making, I'm sure. With the amount of blackmail that he had, yeah. He's going to use it to his advantage. He's a scumbag. He had an entire island. Now, your average conspiracy theorist is going to easily be able to say, hey, this is twisted. All this stuff seems to link together from beginning to end. And that right there should drive the fear in you. Like, oh, well, we actually don't have any say. We are actually all just mind numbed. Well, guys, that's going to be the episode, I think. I think we're going to go ahead and call this one because, I'm getting in my emotions, getting in my feelings. Don't want to do that. But at the same time, I just got to wonder all these things and speculate. But, you know, once this episode is over with, guess what? I'm not thinking about it anymore. So there you have it. Thanks for listening either way. Until next time. Good night.